It's Park. Tyler Hubbard. 103.7 WHHT. Pets and Paws on our Wednesday morning. Connie has joined me in studio. Welcome back. Hello.
Hello. We've got a talker over here.
We do. And then this one wants to grunt just a little bit. Oh, are you just watching me?
Oh my gosh, baby. She's just gazing into your eyes like, oh, Kelly has hypnotized you.
Hello. Y'all, these are the most precious blue heeler puppies.
We are really 98%, 99% sure they are purebred.
They're purebred.
They are the most gorgeous little heeler puppies. They've been in foster care the whole time. We've had mom on site. Mm-hmm. It was really neat because I'd never really experienced heeler puppies from birth.
Yeah.
They are born white.
Are they really? I did not know that.
They are born white with maybe a few little speckles in the underskin. And then we ended up with this. And it just is so cool to see the way their fur and their colors transform. Mm-hmm. Dalmatians are kind of the same way. They eventually develop their spots. But I had never seen that in a heeler. But they are beautiful puppies. There were six in the litter. Margie Patton, one of our absolute best fosters, mm-hmm. of course. Everyone knows Margie. She has been fostering them since they were born with Mama. We did have to separate them a little bit early just because Mama didn't want to share food, and we had some little issues with Mama and babies. Pretty decent-sized litter for a heeler.
Yeah.
Mama is a wonderful dog as well. She'll be available for adoption.
What color is she?
She's red.
She's red.
She's
too?
A full red. Mm-hmm. And the puppies, like I said, Margie's been socializing them. They've been well socialized. Her grandkids have been here. They are well socialized puppies.
They are so well behaved.
They're
so
ready.
Calm.
They are so ready for their forever home. So there's three still available. There's two red females and one blue male.
And they don't have names.
They don't have names. She doesn't really like to name them. Mm-hmm. She feels that a new adopter should name them. And I think sometimes when you go to pick, you're like, oh, that one's so cute. But then the name might turn you off. Mm-hmm. So she just doesn't name them.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
So anyhow, there are three that are available. We are taking applications now. They can go to brawashelter.org and fill out that adoption application on the Adopt tab. We will go through those. They are just now 8 weeks old, so they are going to have their spay neuters on Friday, and then we will be calling, based on the way these applications come in, we'll call the first people, get them scheduled for an appointment to see them, mm-hmm. and I believe they will be completely gone by Friday.
I agree, and these would make great pets for a farm, a home that mm-hmm. has some land. You know, as you and I were talking earlier, these blue heelers, I grew up around blue heelers. Mm-hmm. My papa had every dog that I can remember that he ever had was always a blue heeler. Of course, they lived on a farm, mm-hmm. and he worked them, and they were the best dogs.
But just keep in mind, they are working class dogs,
yes.
so
yeah.
they get bored. You cannot get a blue heeler and expect to bring it into an apartment complex and not have issues, mm-hmm. Or even into a household. They need training from the time they're young. Mm-hmm. They expect to have kind of a leader. And they want to work. They want to stay busy. So that's just something to remember. But they can make an amazing family dog.
Absolutely.
Amazing family dog. Do keep in mind, they herd.
They
so
do.
So they herd children.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do. So that can be a plus if they're trained correctly. Keep your kids in line. Keep them in the yard, so on and so
right.
on. But they, yeah, these are not going to last. They are the most beautiful little puppies that I think... All of them are beautiful, but these are some really precious puppies.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so. Connie, what's your need for the week?
We need some Fancy Feast kitten food, the canned kitten food at the shelter. But if these aren't what you're looking for, we have a lot of wonderful dogs, mostly cats, a few kittens, because it's not really kitten season. It's mm-hmm. We're kind of getting out of that, but it will be before you know it. So spay and neuter those cats. And then, of course, we do have some puppies, some larger puppies, and we're going to be going right into, you know, the time of year when you have a lot of puppies or puppy season. So always look at your shelter first. You can get, we like to say, second chance dog makes a first class pet.
Yes.
That's what, I couldn't get it out of my mouth. But yes. Absolutely. So definitely, if you can adopt, don't shop. And always spay and neuter your pets.
Connie, thanks so much for being here this morning. She's quite vocal.
Yes.
Yes.
She's looking at her brother over here.
Yes, she is. Yeah, I've got the female, the red female. So, yeah, she's looking at her brother.
Aww.
He's being awfully quiet. He's just chill.
She has a really pretty patch over her one eye.
She does.
And she has kind of brown eyes. His eyes are literally gray.
Are they? Yeah, I can tell that
now. Hi there.
All right. Contact the shelter. Log on to BravoShelter.org to go ahead and get that adoption process started. Thanks so much for being here this
morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
You're welcome. It's Pets and Paws with 103.7 WHHT.